Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Friday, June 4th, 2010. A beautiful Friday morning here in rural Lancaster County where we live and where we share these messages from in our home. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our goal each weekday morning is to prepare and share these messages with the hope of bringing encouragement. Today's message is titled, God Rewards Faithfulness. In the two scripture texts today, Genesis 42, verse 24, and Hebrews 12, verse 15.
He turned away from them and began to weep, but then turned back and spoke to them again. See to it that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many.
Well, the first is a statement concerning Joseph. Yesterday, we went to see a dramatic presentation of the life of Joseph at the Sight and Sound Millennium Theater here in Lancaster County. As we have come to expect, it was outstanding and several times moved us to tears. In fact, at the ticket office, the women who processed the tickets provided tissue since we didn't have any. Brooksine was getting the tickets, and apparently she said to Brooksine, "You'll need these," and indeed all three of the Webers shed tears in various scenes throughout the dramatic presentation.
Joseph is a most intriguing Bible character. In his book, Gleanings in Genesis, A.W. Pink notes 101 parallels between Joseph and Christ. Well, obviously, we won't list them all here, but one of the more interesting characteristics of Joseph is his freely expressed emotions. In the Genesis account, we find him weeping on 8 different occasions.
Today's scripture portion records an event that took place during his first encounter with the 10 brothers after a separation of 20 years. The last time he had seen these jealous brothers was from the back of a caravan while he was being hauled off as a slave to Egypt, thanks to the devious plot they had to be rid of him once and for all. During these 20 years in Egypt, Joseph had many occasions when bitterness could have consumed him, but in doing so, it would have overpowered the sensitive, charitable, and loving spirit that God was developing in Joseph.
Interestingly, Joseph's dreams as a young boy revealed that he was going to be a man of great authority, but it didn't disclose the extremely painful process leading up to his exalted position in Egypt. His place of great honor was acquired by great humility. God had worked on his heart through the numerous and enduring trials over the years. Scripture assures us that God's hand was upon Joseph's life. Repeatedly, in the midst of every major setback, the Bible declares, and I quote, "The Lord was with him."
One of the most compelling lines presented in the dramatic presentation yesterday was this one that struck me. 3 words: God rewards faithfulness. Remember, Joseph was but a boy of only 17 years when he came to this foreign, godless nation. He experienced great hurt, fought bitterness and rejection, and longed to see his family and homeland. Yet he remained faithful to the God of his childhood in a land of idolatry, without the encouragement of other believers, no Christian retreats or men's conventions, and no written scripture to sustain him. Yes, indeed, the Lord was with him.
Have others hurt you? Well, of course they have. Oswald Chambers has observed that, and I quote, "It is nonsense to say that suffering makes saints. It makes some people devils," end quote. Joseph's heart could have hardened after the long years of hurt and separation from his family. If anybody had ever been mistreated, it was he. Consider all the years he had to nurse his pain, thereby feeding it and keeping it at the forefront. Even in Egypt, he had experienced several serious, disappointing setbacks before his eventual promotion. Yet he didn't grow bitter. And on the occasion in today's text, while Joseph was in a position of authority over his brothers, he saw their deep consternation and was emotionally overwhelmed.
Well, let us ask you today, are the hard experiences of life, including hurts from others, going to make you bitter or better? Joseph expressed one of the great principles of life he had personally realized from this very difficult experience. It's probably the most memorable verse from his life in Genesis 50, verse 20. At that point, Jacob, their father, had died, and the other brothers were wondering, what would Joseph do now? But we have this wonderful line, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." May we too look for the bigger picture of God's overall plan and remain faithful no matter the personally painful circumstances of our lives, for the greater good of those whom God has called us to influence.
Let's pray together. And this is a more lengthy prayer, but based upon Scripture, I think that it would be a blessing to each of us. Jesus, when we are hurt, we naturally turn away from the source of our pain. But then we're inclined to carry that pain inwardly, where it can easily spread and damage our emotions, distort our outlook, and strain our relations with others. If we don't surrender our bruised emotions to you, the growing root of bitterness begins to squeeze out the stored up blessings we receive from you day after day. The byproducts of bitterness, such as anger, rage, self-pity, and other destructive attitudes, becomes the order of the day, paving the way back to our old nature. But you have commanded us to rid ourselves of all such things that violate the new self, as we are being renewed in the image of our Creator. Now we can only do this as we clothe ourselves daily with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Help us to bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances we have against another. We can only do this as we carry out the same kind of forgiveness that you, our Lord and Savior, demonstrate toward us. You are the supreme example of one who embraced enemies who mocked you and friends who betrayed you. Help us, in as much as it is possible, to live at peace even with those who inflict wounds. By your grace and our surrendered will, we choose to cut off the root of bitterness so that the fruit of spirit has ample room to grow in our lives. Amen.
Amen. Indeed. That is a great need wherever you may be reading this from, the need to be forgiving. It's interesting how many different themes that you can get out of the life of Joseph. There's a neat bit of trivia I like to use. And when Joseph sent the boys back after the glorious reunion they had had and reconciliation, he makes an interesting comment to them in light of his knowledge. And it's kind of an obscure passage, but he says to them as they leave, "Don't quarrel along the way." And I think that's based upon his knowledge of that family. Well, thanks for joining us today. We do have some other materials that we post on the site today. Lot we can post that we cannot do in a podcast, including photos. We do have several photos of our, I just used the term today, a slice of life in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Some of the old order folks, two pictures of riding bikes. A lot of the old order Mennonite, a particular group of them, they use a horse and buggy, but they also use bikes extensively. We see them regularly in our travels, and we came across an interesting scene yesterday. I have a scene from Kitchen Kettle Village you may find interesting. A couple others, an Amish milk barn, an interesting story about our friend Jesse that he shared with me. One song today, Brooksine suggested this song, "Humble Thyself in the Sight of the Lord," a popular chorus back in the 80s. We often sang in our church and directly from the scripture. Well, we also have a suggested resource, a Charles Swindoll book, Joseph, the title of the book, and some notes concerning it, and a link if you care to look up the Sight and Sound Theater, where we saw yesterday's presentation. It is Lancaster's main or largest. I mean, they main. Would say the Amish is the main, but as far as volume of people, it is critical to our tourism industry. Years ago, I worked in a hotel as a chaplain in eastern Lancaster County, and I remember just pointing out, when they're not having a show, their business is really down. Well, and a couple other links. I actually found an online article, the entire book, in fact, of that Gleanings in Genesis by A.W. Pink. And actually, if you want to read about those parallels, you can read about them online. And then finally, a sermon by a pastor from Arkansas that really blessed me looking it over, called The Rewards of Faithfulness. And it's about the life of Joseph. I think I was looking up the theme, The Rewards of Faithfulness, based on the title, and I came across this sermon. Well, we are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Friday, June 4th, 2010. That's where you need to go if you want to look up these additional resources and additional thoughts that we've shared today as well. Well, thanks for joining us. May the Lord encourage you today and to learn from that wonderful example of the biblical character of Joseph.